2 for the 1027 First Capital Connect service to Brighton.
To Brighton.
I can't help noticing you've got your thing out again.
Yeah, well, he, you know, I thought I'd record it, and then he came out and tells me we're going to Brighton.
And here's the train to Granville.
So day two?
It is day two, yes. The one after day one.
Yes, yes.
And before day three.
Absolutely. And we...
They're coming for you.
I know, I know.
They know where you are.
Get the jacket ready. So we had a few beers.
Yeah, again. We had quite a lot of beers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I drank all mine, whereas you and your good daughter decided to throw one each of yours at me. Which I
it's a mock of affection.
I thought was quite uncalled for, to be perfectly honest, but there you go.
A mark of affection. So here we are in Brighton, in a nice coffee house, a nice ice creamery with Mr. Snelling, of course, and we're joined by two other people, one of which is me, Mark, and Mr. Clitheroe. How are you doing?
I'm doing terribly well, coach.
And this is your first time down at the Great Escape?
First Great Escape.
Yes. Amazing.
I don't know how I managed to miss it so many times, but I was persuaded this time that I really had to do it.
No, you just got jealous. You heard a pair of us were going and you just thought, I've got to go.
Well, I just had to come and witness the pair of you doing Great Escape. Having heard bits of it in the past on
you thought you'd join in? Yeah. Well, now you're joining in.
That's the fact you got your student bus pass as well to get
there. There is that. Yeah. Taking full advantage of it.
Yeah.
It took me 3 days to get here, but, you know.
Oh, that's student travel for you.
Yeah, it all has to be off-peak, and you can only use local services.
Is it off-peak or off-beat?
Excuse me. Anyway, that's enough about me.
And you've got a guest with you.
I have. I'm absolutely thrilled to introduce Jordan Rain to you and your listeners.
Hello, Jordan.
Hello. It's nice to be here.
Jordan, and you're not from these parts.
How can you tell? It may be the accent.
Yes. It might be the accent.
This is my first Great Escape too, but I have the excuse of having been in the Southern Hemisphere. Distinct disadvantage in many ways.
Cool. And you're an artist as well?
Yes, I'm a musician doing, I guess, bloodthirsty Celtic industrial music, I would call it.
Oh, I'm going to have some of that. Now that you've mentioned the genre, yeah. I mean, I just love people that can come up with their own genre. Bloodthirsty Celtic industrial. Oh. That's wicked.
That's a very good description.
Oh, I actually came up with it today, having been forced to describe it to someone who said, oh, it's Celtic and you've got machinery in it and it's dark. Is this music to slash your wrists by? No. And having been asked this on many occasions, like, no, what can I say? It's far more bloodthirsty than that. music to avenge your enemies by was the other attempt at describing. So yeah, it's definitely the blood is other people's. It's certainly not my own.
Fine, I do like that. Well, I like the sound of that very much. Yeah, yeah. You have two new fans, and we haven't even heard the music yet.
Yes.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
It's
CDs with you? You can sell these guys?
I have CDs in my suitcase that weighs 50 kilos.
Oh, well, Peter can carry it for you.
Yeah, he's already offered, actually. Yeah. He said, I did used to be a roadie.
Once a roadie, always a roadie.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you also said that it's illegal to have a suitcase
I think there's a regulation that says that no suitcase should weigh that much.
Well, is there a
Nobody's
reason
allowed
that?
To pick it up. You can't even buy a bag of cement that weighs that much.
No.
That's illegal now. Yeah. It has to come in no bigger than a shopping bag. So how you can
but of course, you are used to illegal suitcases being rowdy, weren't you? For the whalers.
Well, I never.
It's never an
I'm not sure how much I should be saying.
You do realise it's over 30 years since the man died, so you can't actually say what you like.
Exactly. It was Kimo Watanabe.
Yes, did a tribute song, yeah.
But
30 years on Wednesday.
30 years on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Amazing. I was in the middle of the show, and so I had to swing his track in. So,
what, you were there?
No, on Wednesday. I was there on Wednesday when it was the anniversary, and Kimo sent his track over.
Oh, right, okay. I mean, I say you've been at your show.
Listen, it's a beautiful, beautiful acoustic version of No Woman, No Cry.
Said I remember
when we used to sit on the government's yacht in Hilo. Oba, oba, observing the hypocrisies they put, mingle with the good people we meet. Good friends we had, well, good friends we've lost along the way. In this great future, you can't forget your past. So dry your tears, I said. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. Dear little sister, don't shed no tears. No woman, no cry. Said I remember, oh, when we used to sit on the government's yacht in Hilo. Then Georgie would make the fire light. Love would burn in through the night. Then we would cook cornmeal porridge, of which I'll share with you. My feet is my only carriage, so I've got to push on through. But what I'm gonna do, say, everything is gonna be alright. 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 Woman, no cry. Said no woman, no. Woman, no cry. Dear little sister, don't shed no tears. No woman, no cry. Said no woman, no.
This, I should point out, Jordan, this is fairly standard what happens when these two get together, is eventually they'll just warble on, serially misunderstanding each other for some considerable time. And it does at times get quite entertaining.
Yeah, which hints the award.
Well, yes.
Eternally bewildered.
But the point being is that anybody outside listening to you and me could say exactly the same about you and me.
Well, that is true, yes. But
which leads you to the common conclusion that it is, in fact, my fault.
The slight difference is that with thee and me, I think it's willful misunderstanding, whereas you two are actually genuinely trying to work out what the feck you're on about.
Yes, not necessarily what each other are on.
Yeah, yeah, what's
going on in the synapses, really? Yeah, yeah.
Yes. What exactly did I mean by that?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that?
What the hell did I just say?
Got some.
Well, I think I had some yesterday, but I think I might have killed them off after the heavy drinking we did yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Where were we?
We won't do any heavy drinking today, though, will we?
No.
Not much.
I'm at work.
So when are you playing, Jordan?
I'm actually playing Brighton on the 19th of May.
Okay, so it's not part of this festival.
Not part of the Great Set, no. Part of the Brighton Fringe.
Okay, right.
The next gig after that is, well, one in Hamburg, and then Glastonbury is after that.
Cool.
On the 22nd of June.
Is that your first Glastonbury, then?
Oh, yes. I'm simultaneously overjoyed and terrified.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I imagine it's a good vibe, though.
Absolutely. It's one of those shows that, as a Kiwi, you hear about, this is a wonderful place to be. So, you know, you aspire to play these shows. But then when you actually get offered it, you're like, oh, my God. So yeah, no, I'm really.
I think your material will absolutely find its audience.
Oh, thank you. That's what I hope.
As long, as you can get your stuff line of your genre into the program, I think just defining that at the start, yeah, you will get an audience.
The bloodthirsty Celtic industrial.
yeah. We should write to the writers of the Great Escape magazine and say they got it wrong because obviously didn't mention that.
Although technically, I think bloodthirsty Celt is a tautology.
Yes.
It's
quite
a redundancy actually, because they go without saying, don't they?
They do. But nevertheless, we said it.
Celtic industrial doesn't really sound.
It could be downbeat.
Downbeat industrial.
I think you need.
That's an oxymoron. You've got too many words in
there. No, you can do downbeat. I do have a few downbeat songs, but it's just like the slow churning of machinery instead of the aggressive thumping of machinery.
there's a few versions of that. Do you remember? The one that I found.
Glenda Stander Uti.
Yes.
By Orca. Yes. Icelandic.
Do you know of Orca?
I know the name.
It wasn't Icelandic. It was Faroe
Islands
Farmyard
right.
Industrial.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's what I love. Really simple farm machinery, like the
angle grinders,
banging on iron. Exactly. Yeah. So not industrial. Like this is the thing about Germany. They understand industrial as a kind of dance.
You say that to a German, they think Einstürzende Neubauten.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, even bands like Skinny Puppy and to some extent Nine Inch Nails fit within the German description, and it's the mechanized delivery of a sound rather than the actual sounds of industry, which is more I'm about factory noises and found sound and those sorts of things.
So you'll be using like steam escaping
rather
than necessarily a machine.
Absolutely.
It's more that sort of ambient.
Yes, and the hum of the inside of a factory, because there's often a tone to it, and you have to harmonise with that tone throughout the whole song. So you've got your drone already, because you've sampled this droning huge room, and it's got this kind of ambience about it that you have to set everything else in amongst without sort of destroying it while you go. So that's the trick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brilliant. Play some coach.
I want some now. I want it, and I want it now.
I can give it to you very soon.
Don't say anything. I know what you're thinking, but don't say it.
Why does everybody look at me? Whenever there is an opportunity
for a double entendre,
for smutty innuendo, people look at me.
The Carry On podcast.
Meanwhile, in the small French village of double entendre, two things are happening at once.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Pete, but on this occasion, if you want smutty innuendo, you're just going to have to point your tool at somebody else.
On that note, thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Pete.
bless, the Estuary Boys, God bless, the Estuary Boys. God bless, the Estuary Boys, God bless, the Estuary Boys. God bless, God bless.